Blog Talk Radio.
Doing something, you know.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life-style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's.
Hey, thank you, Gloria. Hi, this is Robin, one of the regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe. And whether you're joining us now live in Pacific time, or if you're checking out on demand after hours, we thank you for that as well. We are live at 9 p.m. On Tuesday night. So thank you so much for joining us. Mr. Jamie, how are you this evening?
Mr. Jamie, calling in from Seattle, Washington, he's doing okay.
He's doing okay. How is it in Seattle tonight?
It's been clear and a little chilly. It is the end of October.
Yep, fall is here. Fall is here. So do you have plans for Halloween, or are you going to be, what are you going to be for Halloween this year?
Let me see, a grumpy old man, because I'm good at that one.
Well, I don't know what to do for a costume for that. Okay, like grumpy from the Seven Dwarves, or are you just grumpy old man?
Oh,
okay.
You know that probably wouldn't be a bad idea, actually.
You could be grumpy.
I could probably pull that one off too.
Well, tonight we are happy. We have a guest chef in the house. Mr. Dave Geyer is here, and he's going to be talking about aromatherapy. And he's actually a friend of mine from my business network, and this guy just loves to talk about aromatherapy. So I thought he would be a wonderful guest, and he agreed to do it. So I'm so happy. So hi, Dave. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Good. Good. He has a fascinating story about how we got into that. So I'm just gonna give you the mic and let you start telling people about, you know, how did you get interested in aromatherapy?
About 15 years ago, I was doing a lot of traveling. It was wintertime, actually just around Christmas, and just way too many airplanes, not enough sleep, and I caught pneumonia. Came back home, went to the doctor, and they shot a picture of my chest, and they showed it to me, and they gave me some antibiotics and take this for 10 or 12 days and come back. I did that, came back, no change. They gave me another set. Take that and come back. Still, no change. So I asked them, do you know what you're doing, or am I just like experimenting with these different things? And he didn't have a clue. He just said, well, we're just going to keep trying different ones till it worked. In the interim in there, I get a postcard in the mail that says, learn about the ancient healing properties of essential oils from, you know, biblical times. And I've always been kind of a person that does those kind of things and checks out and see what's out there. And I was sick and I needed to be healed. Sent away, talked to the guy, and basically sold me two oils that were for the chest, and bought a diffuser, which basically takes the oils and kind of pulverizes them into a fog. So it starts out as an oil. When it comes out, it's like a fog. And I would sit in front of it for 15 minutes at a time and just breathe it in. Just breathe it in. In the meantime, I had stopped taking the antibiotics because I didn't think they were working. So I breathed them in, and probably three times a day, 15 minutes each. And in less than a week, I'm laying in bed, and literally my stomach and my chest is going up and down. I felt like the exorcist was in me or something. But anyway, my whole body was just, my chest area was just up and down, up and down. Quick ran into the bathroom and coughed up a huge amount of this ungodly green stuff. And literally it had killed it. So it had killed it. It was in my body. My body knew it had to get it out. At the time, I really didn't know, so to speak, all that I know now. But anyway, I cough all this up. I go to the doctor in a week because it wasn't a pneumonia that I felt bad, like walking pneumonia, but it was in there, and they take a shot and it's all gone, literally. And of course they were convinced it was the antibiotics, but I knew it wasn't. So that was when I got hooked on these really doing terrific things to help heal.
And how long ago was that?
Oh, that was about 14 years ago.
14 years ago. So you've been just you've been a living example of how aromatherapy can just be so effective.
Yes. Also, I was putting it on my feet. So if you believe in like Vitaflex, then I was using that also and applying it to my foot where the lungs are, and it goes there also.
So you're familiar kind of with the meridians of the body, like in Chinese medicine as well?
A little bit. More into reflexology or Vitaflex, that type of thing.
Uh-huh.
But I am familiar with the meridians a little bit.
So they have those pads, those Chinese pads, where you can put them on your feet when you're sleeping, and they're supposed to be able to pull toxins out of your system. Are you familiar with those?
Kind of.
Well, I can see that they work. So you're not real sure what they're. I was going to say, do those work too?
Know.
Okay.
I know
that whole thing.
In.
You know what? Exactly. Well, it's supposedly you wear them overnight, and like they're white when you start, and then they're discolored in the morning because they've basically been pulling toxicities out of your body while you're sleeping.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've heard about that.
In.
Yeah, exactly. So, what was the key things that you used when you had the congestion? I mean, is it just kind of like
they were both blends, and everything I'm going to be talking about tonight, the oils are made by a company called Young Living,
and
I don't want to talk about just the oils that you go down to Walmart or Target or whatever and buy off the shelf for $5. These are specifically distilled, and the quality and all that. These are therapeutic grade, what we call therapeutic grade oils. So they are distilled at a level that they're going to do something psychologically to your body. So I just kind of wanted to share that. I forgot your question.
Oh, I was asking about, you said it was a blend. So I was just kind of curious. Was in that blend that helped with the congestion?
One was called Raven and the other was called RC. And those are blends that the gentleman, Gary Young, that started the company 30 years ago, he had a clinic. And he did all the experimenting on people. It was down in Mexico. So if you, had something going on and the doctors couldn't fix it, you'd go down there, he'd use different oils. And hold on, let me kind of look that up for you. There's a big book. It's called Desk Reference for Essential Oils. It's about 500 pages, and it will tell you everything you want to know. But let me look that up, and I'll tell you what those oils were.
So are you a practitioner in aromatherapy now, since you've been working with this stuff for so long?
I used to be. I'm actually kind of getting back into it, and I appreciate you asking me to be on the program because I've been doing a little bit of studying today, and I got all excited about him again. So I'm going, why don't I do more with these things? Okay, here's one of them was called Raven, and it's got Ravensara, eucalyptus, peppermint, wintergreen, and lemon. So that was a blend.
Okay, so
and
mint with lemon.
The other one was eucalyptus, a different eucalyptus. There's about five different eucalyptus. So there's a eucalyptus globius, eucalyptus radiata, eucalyptus australia, eucalyptus shatoria. So those are all different eucalyptus, myrtle, pine, spruce, marjoram, lavender, cypress, and peppermint. So that's all, rather than use them individually, they make a blend of them. So basically I was taking all of those.
Okay.
So what kind of...
No,
the cool part is the blood-brain barrier. If you understand when you're smelling something, the difference between just, I don't know, smelling something cooking on the stove and smelling an essential oil is when that goes up into your nose, it's literally going into the cells, into the blood, and circulating through your body. And the same thing with putting it on your foot. So you can put it on your foot, and 10 minutes later, you're going to taste it because it's gone in through your foot, into your blood, and you'll be able to taste it in your mouth, even though you put it on the bottom of your foot. It goes quick and moves around.
Don't they say that your skin is basically your biggest organ?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So when you were practicing, you know, what different kinds of issues did you have people coming to you for help with that you saw were effective when it came to using the therapy?
I guess stress is probably a huge one. And they have a couple of blends for that. One's called Peace and Calming. And again, the blends are pretty self-explanatory on some of them. Like there's Peace and Calming, which is done for that, and I'll tell you here what that's in that one. And then the other one is Joy. So I believe you can't have joy in you and be depressed at the same time. So if you can
I agree.
Be joyful, you won't be depressed. So I think sometimes people go about it wrong. They work on the depression side or the issues to do that, where if you just work on the joy side, it'll overpower it. But peace and calming promotes relaxation, a deep sense of peace and all that. It's got blue tansy, patchouli, tangerine, orange, and ylang-ylang. So that would be a thing. And again, you can put it on your temples. You can, again, just inhale it, put it on your foot. So wherever you do it, it's going to immediately go in.
So you'd be walking in peace.
You can do that.
Because you're walking on your peace, so that's good. Just like you can be walking in joy.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm walking in joy.
So that would be, I guess that's probably the biggest deal, is that little bit of indigestion kind of things, which peppermint is a good oil for that. But I'd say mainly most issues have to do with either not being able to sleep or being stressed out or, again, not having joy in your life. There's another cool oil called Valor, which, again, just from the name, it gives you the strength to do things that you might not have the guts to do otherwise or just, gives you some neat emotional things. Rose oil is a huge one for relaxing people and just putting them in a more spiritual mood. So that's a huge one.
Yeah, you've shared with me before about and I'd love for you to share with our listening gang out here about how they make rose oil. It's amazing.
I'm looking up to see how many pounds, and it's huge, because the way the oil is it comes out. If you could think about having the power or the ability to take a plant, I'm just going to use peppermint, but if you take a peppermint leaf and you kind of squeeze it in your fingers, you can feel the peppermint, or you can smell it, and there's peppermint oil. So that's what we're actually getting out. The advantages of essential oils over herbs is they take a peppermint plant and they dehydrate it. But the part that does the healing or the miraculous things is the oil or the blood of the plant. Just like for us, it's the blood in us that's the life-giving force. In a plant, it's that part of the plant. So in essential oils, they're distilling it out. So they're taking the leaves and they're just heating them, and that oil is coming out. Well, if you've ever grabbed a rose petal, you could squeeze that thing forever and there's really not much there. compared to a peppermint leaf. So it takes hundreds and hundreds of pounds of rose petals to make like an ounce of oil. So for one, it's extremely expensive. And let me just see here what it, yeah, it's good for the skin. I'm kind of reading here a little bit, but yeah, it's just anti-inflammatory. Yeah, balance. So it creates balance and harmony in the body, stimulating and elevating to the mind, creating a sense of well-being. So it's used in vision, forgiveness, gathering, gentle baby, humility, harmony. These are all blends that rose oil is in, and you can tell by the name of the oils that, you know, they're pretty cool. So in vision, that really frees up the mind. So it's a very cool
oil. Yeah, I was thinking, because when you had shared that with me, you said, imagine this whole room filled with rose petals. That's how long it would take to be able to, like, create one bottle.
Yes.
Right? Something like that. I was like, wow, exactly. That's a visual.
Yeah. Easy. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. And I know that I've heard also that when it comes to, like, using, say, rose oil, since I'm sensitive with the flowers, that it's very opening for the heart, because the heart energy really relates to the roses when it comes to levels. And weren't you saying it's one of the highest vibrational oils that's around? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find that number. But, yeah. It's huge.
Yeah. Well, because I know that, you know, I had heard a story once with Tony Robbins that he had been studying with this guy who was looking into the megahertz of different energy. And it was basically studying through the body where different organs, they were looking at the amount of energy it would take for just a regular, you know, for it to be running along smoothly and stuff. And it was running anywhere from about 30 to maybe 45 megahertz of energy. And they were looking at foods and things like that, like an average Big Mac, you know, it's like, what, 1,300 calories, and it's only going to give your body maybe 25 megahertz of energy.
I found the number. So
rosemary.
So rosemary, we kind of know what rosemary is. It has an ORAC number of 3,309.
Wow. So what is the number again? What's the measurement?
It's called the ORAC, O-R-A-C.
Okay.
It's an ORAC number, and it's 3,309. So
now, what's an ORAC?
Oxygen something. I'll look that up, but I want to give you the other number before I turn pages. Well, that's rosemary. Rosewood has a number of 113,000. So rosewood is a lot stronger than rosemary. Rose has a number of 1,600,000. So that's where the vibrational and that power, I mean, there's just nothing even close to that number. So
do they also use orchids? Do they use orchids in some of their essences?
They don't. I don't think orchids are like I say, there's different the essence and things that your fragrance that you're smelling. I think it needs to be more of a boy, and you're talking to a flower plant guy.
Yeah.
But
because I've heard that orchids have a really high frequency
for
as
decoration
well.
Decoration kind of things. how long have orchids been around? Have they been around a long time?
Orchids have been around as long as pretty much any other flower, I think, has been around.
Have they? Okay.
Yeah. And the variety of orchids is actually about, at least double to three times the amount of varieties of any other flowers. It's got the widest variety of flowers. It's very interesting with orchids. That's what I was interested if they were using them in some of the essences and things like that. So if somebody had, say, cancer or something like that, would aromatherapy be something that could be a viable assistant for them to be able to shift out of that position within the body?
Yeah, I want to preface my comment with I'm not a doctor, I'm not a health practitioner,
right.
I'm just giving my personal opinion, and the answer
right.
would be absolutely yes. And the
absolutely
oil
yes.
would be frankincense. Frankincense.
Frankincense, really?
And
why
frankincense? Because it works.
okay.
Frankincense, think about way back when, right? So
uh-huh.
the three things that the wise men brought to the baby Jesus were gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Right.
At the time, those were the three most valuable things on the planet. And
uh-huh.
frankincense and myrrh were both essential oils and then gold. So they were actually mm. at the level of gold. And for whatever reason, the constituents in frankincense, I do it all the time on skin cancer. So I have a couple
oh.
areas on my arm, and next time we meet up, I'll show you. And I've taken before and after pictures, and
okay.
it'll turn kind of red and weird. And so I'll go, okay, I better put some frankincense, and I'll do it for about a week. Just put a couple drops on there. It'll go away. Maybe 6 months from now, it'll come back again. So there's something there, because we all have cancer cells in us, and just
right.
why does
yeah.
it
I've heard
know,
that.
Come out on
They're just
some...
kind of dormant in the body. They're dormant in the body just for whatever reason,
right.
and they'll get activated.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a sun guy, and I'm out in the sun a lot. I don't believe in sunscreen, so I never use that. But I have
right,
just a
right.
couple little areas where I'll put that on, and it will absolutely make it go away. So
okay,
because
not for every
cancer, but definitely for some.
Well, and it's something like that that you know, and even in trying it, it would it actually be something that it isn't necessarily going to hurt you, right?
Correct, yeah. No, none of, absolutely, that's the power, that's the difference between drugs and essential oils, is the drug companies have tried to reproduce, they know that, I mean, you go to the Amazon or whatever, there's all these plants that have all these healing abilities. Well, the drug companies go in and take out certain constituents and say, okay, we're going to take this, this, and this, and turn it into a drug, but it's not
uh-huh.
balanced. Everything in nature is balanced. So when you take something that's living or balanced by nature, there's no side effects. So none of
right.
the essential oils are going to have side effects where the drugs all have side effects. So that's
uh-huh.
that's the cool thing about the essential oils is that's where they've actually, so to speak, developed the drugs is stealing the things from plants that can solve the problems.
Yeah, and that's a whole different conversation if you want to start talking about Monsanto and all these other guys and all this stuff that's going on with controlling plant and, you know, to the ownership of all these things they're trying to be creating is just, you know, creator gave us on such a natural level. It's just crazy. That's really interesting. So, my mind's going crazy now thinking about if somebody had some kind of internal condition that was basically they're wanting to label as cancer and, you know, like having a diffuser and just go ahead and breathing that in, like you were saying with your, when you had that pneumonia, you know,
yeah,
two or three
so,
times a day, where you basically just allow yourself to have like a 15-minute treatment three times a day or something.
Yeah. I mean, I really, the Vitaflex to me is I don't understand how it works, but I believe that it works. Again, when you're, if you take the picture of the foot, how it mirrors the body. And
right.
so you take the oil that's for that particular organ, whether it's, you know, the eyes or the ears or your gallbladder or whatever, well, you take an oil that's good for that, so now you're getting a double kind of whammy, is you're massaging that part of the foot, but then you're putting an oil on that's
uh-huh.
going to go there also, and then you do a direct application, you know, on the skin over it. So you can kind of, you know, inhale it, put it on, you know, topical. There's actually a lot of oils that you take internally. You can't swallow the oil, but you put it in an empty capsule. So there's people that take frankincense oil, but they put like 5 or 6 drops in a capsule and then
uh-huh.
swallow it, because there's no way
oh.
you can just swallow the oil. So you
right.
put it in a capsule and swallow it that way.
Huh. So it slowly breaks down into the body instead of just, that would actually
mm-hmm.
get to
yeah,
the area that you
stomach.
Want it to, and it can digest. Yeah. Yeah. I have I have a friend of mine that's got it's a glandular cancer that's just, you know, in their throat. They have like a throat cancer. So I'm just wondering about that, whether it would be, I was just thinking a diffuser kind of situation with that, and being able to breathe it and kind of even apply it to stuff like that. Where would that be on your foot?
I would definitely do it topically. Your throat is, I'm looking at a little picture here, eyes, ears, heart, bronchial, trachea. Would it be trachea? Trachea
probably
is kind of right
area,
under your big toe. It's
kind
of right,
toe.
Right
okay.
below your big toe. It's just right, down about, it looks like it's about the ball of your foot, actually.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like.
Yeah, that stuff is just so amazing. Like, how do they figure that stuff out, you know? That just amazes
right.
me. I'm like, how do they know? Yeah, how do they know they're right there under my big toe that all that stuff is, like, right there? It's just amazing to me. It's just amazing. Because I've studied a little bit of Chinese medicine and things like that and have the meridians flow and all that other kinds of stuff. So it's just the way that the crossovers and all that stuff is just that's really, really fascinating. Just so fascinating with all that kinds of stuff.
And you think of, I'm a little bit older, so I can remember my grandmother, you know, when we were sick, there weren't drugstores and whatever. She went out in her backyard. She picked some plants. She put them in a tea, you know, kind of distilled them into tea, and we drank the tea. And that's what you did if you were sick. You didn't go to the doctor, you didn't take drugs, you didn't do whatever. She just kind of went out and grabbed some stuff, and I can absolutely remember that, doing that. So, I mean...
And, you know, I really think we're there's it's slow but sure, but people are going back in that direction again. We're really realizing that, you know, all these pharmaceuticals and just all these things with the doctors and stuff like that, you know, everything that we have, I've heard that, everything that you really need to be able to live and survive is literally within about a mile of your home. You don't necessarily need to go any further than that and just be able to have, you know, the health and wellness that you need and, you know, especially doing some of your own gardening and things like that and, you know, planting herbs and things like that needs to be part of the kinds of vegetation that you would have on your own property so you'd have everything that you needed. Just like you're saying, rosemary and, sage and some of the natural things. I mean, I'm a firm believer in dandelions because every part of it's edible and it's got some of the best detoxing and lecithin and just different things that it has for your body that just about anything else could possibly have. And if it's growing around you, it's definitely something you can utilize that to go outside and, you know, you don't want to eat something that's got the pesticides on it. You have to be careful that it's growing on its own kind of thing. But other than that, you know, just make it into a tea or juice it or whatever you need to do. I mean, they charge, $2-3 a pound now for dandelions when you can just let them grow in your yard and you're good to go. And they're actually better for you because they come straight out of your own garden, you know, or something like that.
Lavender, you know, lavender smells nice in the garden and you can use that on your skin for sure or make a lavender tea or something. So.
That's exciting. It's exciting to get all that stuff on it.
Peppermint's a good
one. Yeah. Peppermint.
Lemon's a good one. Lemon comes from the lime. If you've ever seen somebody squeeze a lemon and light it on fire, like the lime squeezes the rind because of the oil. There's the oil in the rind part, and you squeeze it, and the oil that comes out is an oil, and it'll light a match.
Oh, wow.
Pretty cool.
Didn't know that. So it's another energy source, huh? Didn't know that.
I'm using the rind of the lemon, not the juice. So we're talking about the outside of the lemon.
Right. Well, you know, we're not supposed to be eating that anyway. We can start using it for fire source. There we go. Well, thank you, Dave. See, a half an hour just goes so super fast. I just thank you for all your information that you gave us. Yeah, if you're interested in talking to Dave and want to learn more about the Young Living aromatherapy offers that they have with that, he's got his website, which is Skierdale Dave, which is Skier, and then Dave, D-A-V-E, at gmail.com. Give you guys an opportunity to go ahead and contact him. And thank you so much for being on, Dave. I just so appreciate all your information.
And it's Skier Dave, because I'm a water skier.
Skier Dave. Did I say it right with the, with your website? I think
you
we got it right for
Skier.
Your email address. Skier.
You said
oh, Skier.
Dave,
okay.
But that's all right.
Okay. Well, please
it's,
forgive
it's
me for that.
Skier
so.
Dave, but it's spelled, it's
yeah.
spelled correctly.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being
and
on the show.
That's my email address.
And again, anybody wanting to learn more about aromatherapy, this guy's got a passion for it and definitely can help you to be solving some any kind of issues you've got in a very natural way. So thanks again for joining us, Dave.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special. And we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.